Ezekiel chapter 18. The word of Yahweh came unto me again, saying, What mean you that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, you shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sins, it shall die. But if a man is just, and does that which is lawful and right, and has not eaten upon the mountains, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defiled his neighbour's wife, neither has come near to a menstruous woman, and has not oppressed any, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has spoiled none by violence, has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment, he that has not given forth upon usury, neither has taken any increase, that has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, has executed true judgment between man and man, has walked in my statutes, and has kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, says the Lord Yahweh. If he begets a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that does the like to any one of these things, and that does not any of those duties, but even has eaten upon the mountains, and defiled his neighbour's wife, has oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled by violence, has not restored the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to the idols, has committed abomination, has given forth upon usury, and has taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations, he shall surely die, his blood shall be upon him. Now, lo, if he begets a son that sees all his father's sins which he has done, and considers, and does not such like, that has not eaten upon the mountains, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, has not defiled his neighbour's wife, neither has oppressed any, has not withheld the pledge, neither has spoiled by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment, that has taken off his hand from the poor, that has not received usury nor increase, has executed my judgments, has walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. Yet say you, why? Does not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son has done that which is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes and has done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sins, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he has done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord Yahweh, and not that he should return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turns away from his righteousness, and commits iniquity, and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die. Yet you say, The way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and dies in them for his iniquity that he has done, shall he die? Again, when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness that he has committed, and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive, because he considers and turns away from all his transgressions sins that he has committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet, says the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal, O house of Israel, are not my ways equal, are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord Yahweh. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dies, says the Lord Yahweh. Therefore turn yourselves and live you. Ezekiel chapter 19. Moreover, take you up a lamentation for the princes of Israel, and say, what is your mother? A lioness, she lay down among lions, she nourished her cubs among young lions, and she brought up one of her cubs, it became a young lion, and it learned to catch the prey, it devoured men. The nations also heard of him, he was taken in their pit, and they brought him with chains unto the land of Egypt. Now when she saw that she had waited and her hope was lost, then she took another of her cubs and made him a young lion, and he went up and down among the lions, he became a young lion and learned to catch the prey and devoured men. And he knew their desolate places, and he laid waste their cities, and the land was desolate, and the fullness thereof, by the noise of his roaring. Then the nations set against him on every side from the provinces, and spread their net over him. He was taken in their pit. And they put him in ward in chains, and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into holds, that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. Your mother is like a vine in your blood, planted by the waters. She was fruitful and full of branches by reason of many waters. And she had strong rods for the scepters of them that bear rule, and her stature was exalted among the thick branches, and she appeared in her height with the multitude of her branches. But she was plucked up in fury, she was cast down to the ground, and the east wind dried up her fruit, her strong rods were broken and withered, the fire consumed them. And now she is planted in the wilderness in a dry and thirsty ground, and fire is gone out of a rod of her branches which has devoured her fruit, so that she has no strong rod to be a scepter to rule. This is a lamentation, and shall be for a lamentation. Ezekiel chapter 20. And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahweh, and sat before me. Then came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, have you come to inquire of me? As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers, and say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, in the day when I choose Israel, and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them into the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahweh your God. In the day that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth out of the land of Egypt, into a land that I had searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands, then said I unto them, Cast you away, every man, the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. But they rebelled against me, and would not listen unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I worked for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Therefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. and I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man does, he shall even live in them. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which, if a man does, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I worked for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Because they despised my judgments, and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eye spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk you not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh your God. Walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh your God. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which, if a man does, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and worked for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen, and disperse them through the countries. Because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their fathers' idols, therefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts, in that they caused to pass through the fire all that opens the womb, that I might make them desolate, to the end that they might know that I am Yahweh. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, and say unto them, thus says the Lord Yahweh, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land, for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to them, then they saw every high hill, and all the thick trees, and they offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their sweet savour, and poured out there their drink offerings. Then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto you go? And the name thereof is called Bama unto this day. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus says the Lord Yahweh, are you polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit you whoredom after their abominations? For when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of you, O house of Israel? As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which comes into your mind shall not be at all that you say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. Like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, says the Lord Yahweh. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant, and I will purge out from and I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they dwell, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord Yahweh, go you, serve you every one his idols, and hereafter also, if you will not listen unto me, but pollute you my holy name, no more with your gifts and with your idols, for in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, says the Lord Yahweh, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings, and the first fruits of your oblations, with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savour, when I bring you out from the people, and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doings wherein you have been defiled, and you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I have worked with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O you house of Israel, says the Lord Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward the south, and drop your word toward the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field. And say to the forest of the south, Hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will kindle a fire in you, and it shall devour every green tree in you, and every dry tree. The flaming flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burned therein. And all flesh shall see that I, Yahweh, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. And then said I, Our Lord Yahweh, they speak. Then said I, Our Lord Yahweh, they say of me, Does he not speak parables? Ezekiel chapter 21. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Jerusalem, and drop your word toward the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel. And say to the land of Israel, Thus says Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, and will draw forth my sword out of his sheath, and will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked. Seeing then that I will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of his sheath against all flesh from the south to the north, that all flesh may know that I, Yahweh, have drawn forth my sword out of his sheath, it shall not return any more. Sigh therefore, you son of man, with the breaking of your loins, and with bitterness sigh before their eyes. And it shall be, when they say unto you, Why sigh you? That you shall answer, For the news, because it comes, and every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Behold, it comes, and shall be brought to pass, says the Lord Yahweh. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says Yahweh, say, a sword is sharpened and also polished. It is sharpened to make a ruthless slaughter. It is polished that it may glitter. Should we then be rejoicing? It despises the rod of my son as every tree. And he has given it to be polished that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened and it is furbished to give it into the hand of the slayer. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people, it shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon your thigh, because it is a trial. And what if the sword despises even the scepter? It shall be no more, says the Lord Yahweh. You therefore, son of man, prophesy and smite your hands together, and let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of the slain. It is the sword of the great men that are slain, which enters into their private chambers. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that their heart may faint, and their ruins be multiplied. Ah, it is made bright, it is wrapped up for the slaughter. Go you one way or the other, either on the right hand or on the left, wherever your face is set. I will also smite my hands together, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, Yahweh, have said it. The word of Yahweh came unto me again, saying, Also, you son of man, appoint you two ways that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. Both two shall come forth out of one land, and choose you a place. Choose it at the head of the way to the city. Appoint a way that the sword may come to Rabbath of the Ammonites, and to Judah in Jerusalem the defence. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of the two ways to use divination. He made his arrows bright, he consulted with images, he looked in the liver. At his right hand was a divination for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates, to cast a mount, and to build a fort. And it shall be to them as a false divination in their sight, to them that have sworn oaths, but he will call to remembrance the iniquity, that they may be taken. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you have made your iniquity to be remembered, in that your transgressions are uncovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear, because I say that you have come to remembrance, you shall be taken with the hand. A new profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, when iniquity shall have an end. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him. And you, son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh concerning the Ammonites, and concerning their reproach. Even say you, the sword is drawn, for the slaughter it is polished, to consume because of the glittering. While they see vanity unto you, while they divine a lie unto you, to bring you upon the necks of them that are slain, of the wicked whose day has come, when their iniquity shall have an end. Shall I cause it to return into his sheath? I will judge you in the place where you were created, in the land of your nativity. And I will pour out my indignation upon you. I will blow against you in the fire of my wrath, and deliver you into the hand of brutish men, skilful to destroy. You shall be for fuel to the fire, your blood shall be in the midst of the land, you shall be no more remembered, for I, Yahweh, have spoken it. Ezekiel chapter 22. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Now, you son of man, will you judge the bloody city? Yes, you shall show her all her abominations. Then say you, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, the city sheds blood in the midst of it, that her time may come, and makes idols against herself to defile herself. You have become guilty in your blood that you have shed, and have defiled yourself in your idols which you have made, and you have caused your days to draw near, and have come even to your years. Therefore have I made you a reproach to the heathen, and a mocking to all countries. Those that are near and those that are far from you shall mock you, which are infamous and much troubled. Behold, the princes of Israel, every one was in you to their power to shed blood. In you have they been vile to father and mother. In the midst of you have they dealt by oppression with the stranger. In you have they oppressed the fatherless and the widow. You have despised my holy things and have profaned my Sabbaths. In you are men that carry tales to shed blood, and in you they eat upon the mountains, in the midst of you they commit lewdness. In you have they uncovered their father's nakedness. In you have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. And one has committed abomination with his neighbour's wife, and another has lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another in you has humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In you have they taken gifts to shed blood, you have taken usury and increase, and you have greedily gained of your neighbours by extortion, and have forgotten me, says the Lord Yahweh. Behold, therefore, I have smitten my hand at your dishonest gain which you have made, and at your blood which has been in the midst of you. Can your heart endure, or can your hands be strong in the days that I shall deal with you? I, Yahweh, have spoken it, and will do it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and disperse you in the countries, and will consume your filthiness out of you. And you shall take your inheritance in yourself, in the sight of the heathen, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel has to me become dross. All they are brass and tin and iron and lead. In the midst of the furnace they are even the dross of silver. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you have all become dross, behold, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem, as they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace, to blow the fire upon it, to melt it, so will I gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Yes, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst thereof. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall you be melted in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, have poured out my fury upon you. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, You are the land that is not cleansed nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls, they have taken the treasure and precious things, they have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, when Yahweh has not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have oppressed the poor and needy. Yes, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 23. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother, and they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breasts pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. And the names of them were Ahola the elder, and Aholibah her sister. And they were mine, and they bore sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Ahola, and Jerusalem Aholibah. And Ahola played the harlot when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians her neighbours, which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Thus she committed her whoredoms with them, with all them that were the chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she doted, with all their idols she defiled herself. Neither left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and poured their whoredom upon her. Therefore I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians, upon whom she doted. These uncovered her nakedness, they took her sons and her daughters, and slew her with the sword, and she became famous among women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Aholibah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she, and in her whoredoms more than her sister in her whoredoms. She doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbours, captains and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. Then I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way, and that she increased her whoredoms, for when she saw men portrayed upon the wall, the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with bright red, girded with girdles upon their loins, overhanging with dyed attire upon their heads, all of them princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea, the land of their nativity. And as soon as she saw them with her eyes, she doted upon them and sent messengers to them into Chaldea. And the Babylons came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredom, and she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. So she uncovered her whoredoms and uncovered her nakedness. Then my mind was alienated from her, like as my mind was alienated from her sister. Yet she multiplied her whoredoms in calling to remembrance the days of her youth, wherein she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt. For she doted upon their concubines, whose flesh is as the flesh of donkeys, and whose issue is like the issue of horses. Thus you called to remembrance the lewdness of your youth, in bruising your teats by the Egyptians for the breasts of your youth. Therefore, O Aholibah, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will raise up your lovers against you, from whom your mind is alienated, and I will bring them against you on every side, the Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Pekod and Shoah and Kara, and all the Assyrians with them, all of them desirable young men, captains and rulers, great lords and renowned, all of them riding upon horses. And they shall come against you with chariots, wagons, and wheels, and with an assembly of people which shall set against you buckler and shield, and helmet round about. And I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge you according to their judgments. And I will set my jealousy against you, and they shall deal furiously with you. They shall take away your oath. They shall take away your nose and your ears, and your remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take your sons and your daughters, and your residue shall be devoured by the fire. They shall also strip you out of your clothes and take away your fair jewels. Then will I make your lewdness to cease from you, and your whoredom brought from the land of Egypt, so that you shall not lift up your eyes unto them, nor remember Egypt any more. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will deliver you into the hand of them whom you hate, into the hand of them from whom your mind is alienated. And they shall deal with you hatefully, and shall take away all your labour, and shall leave you naked and bare. And the nakedness of your whoredom shall be uncovered, both your lewdness and your whoredoms. I will do these things unto you, because you have gone a-whoring after the heathen, and because you are polluted with their idols. You have walked in the way of your sister, therefore will I give her cup into your hand. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, you shall drink of your sister's cup, deep and large. You shall be laughed to scorn and had in derision. It contains much. You shall be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of astonishment and desolation, with the cup of your sister Samaria. You shall even drink it and suck it out, and you shall break the earthen vessels thereof and pluck off your own breasts, for I have spoken it, says the Lord Yahweh. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, therefore bear you also your lewdness and your whoredoms. Yahweh said moreover unto me, Son of man, will you judge Aholah and Aholiba? Yes, declare to them their abominations, that they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hands, and with their idols have they committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bore unto me, to pass for them through the fire, to devour them. Moreover, this they have done unto me, they have defiled my sanctuary in the same day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slain their children to their idols, then they came the same day into my sanctuary to profane it, and lo, thus have they done in the midst of my house. And furthermore, that you have sent for men to come from far, to whom a messenger was sent, and lo, they came. For whom did you wash yourself, and painted your eyes, and decked yourself with ornaments, and sat upon a stately bed, and a table prepared before it, whereupon you have set my incense and my oil? And a voice of a multitude being at ease was with her, and with the men of the common sort were brought Sabaeans from the wilderness, which put bracelets upon their hands, and beautiful crowns upon their heads. Then said I to her that was old in adulteries, Will they now commit whoredoms with her, and she with them? Yet they went in unto her, as they go into a woman that plays the harlot, so went they in unto Aholah and Aholiba, the lewd women. And the righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will bring up a company upon them, and will give them to be removed and spoiled. And the company shall stone them with stones, and dispatch them with their swords. They shall slay their sons and their daughters, and burn up their houses with fire. Thus will I cause lewdness to cease out of the land, that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. And they shall recompense your lewdness upon you, and you shall bear the sins of your idols, and you shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh.